get started with today's message. I'm going to see if you guys do any better than Kennard with my first statement here. So pressure's on. Ever hear about the miracle where a blind carpenter picked up his hammer and saw? Okay, Okay, some of you are getting it then. Yeah, I really had to kind of explain it at Kennard, so this must be the advanced group. I appreciate that. Well, let me tell you, I've been wearing glasses since I turned 40. Prior to age 40, I'd never even been to an eye doctor. And I see a lot of folks with glasses, so you're probably going to be able to relate to me. In the last 25 years, I've gone through several prescriptions increasing the strength of my lenses. Now, I'm not blind, but according to my driver's license, I cannot drive without having glasses on. Some of you might be there as well. I'm not blind, but this large print Bible that I have, without glasses, I can't read it. And I'm not blind, but if I take my glasses off, you all look like a blur to me. Which could be good because I can't tell who's sleeping. I'll just leave them off.
So we all look better.
You all look better, yeah, that's right. Well, but some people are blind. Some people are born blind. Some people are blind because of an accident that happens in their life. Or maybe it's through a disease or just through aging. They get blind. So I was asking myself two questions. I thought, first of all, what are the causes? What are the major causes of blindness? And just doing a little study, here's some of the things I found. Uncorrected refractive, I'll say it better, uncorrected refractive errors, such as myopia or hyperopia or astigmatism, that's the only one I recognized, they can all cause severe visual impairments. Now here's some other causes of blindness, things I have heard of. Cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, even diabetic retinopathy. And then I thought, well, I've got a second question to myself that I tried to answer. What conditions of blindness can be fixed or improved? Here's what I found. While 80% of visual impairment can be prevented or cured, there remains 20% of cases for which there's currently no way of curing. A range of conditions exist where those who develop them are faced with a gradual loss of vision until their impairment is so severe that they are effectively blind. And I think Gerald Cole's not here today, but that's who I thought of when I read this, that sometime later in his life, and I don't know all the details, but something has caused him to be effectively blind, legally blind. Well, as we open up the book of Mark today, we're going to find a story about Jesus and a blind man. So we're in chapter 8 of Mark, starting with verse 22. And we just have a few verses today with the message. Verse 22 says, when they arrived, they being the disciples and Jesus, when they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus and they begged, catch that word, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. You know, see, wherever Jesus went, people flocked to him for healing. I mean, we've gone through eight and a half chapters of Mark, and it seems like story after story, when it comes to Jesus being around, people flocked to him. Crowds, it said. I don't know how many times we've read the word, and crowds followed him, and crowds found him. Well, sometimes the people that needed healing for themselves found Jesus by themselves, and then they, on their own, shouted out things like, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Jesus, I'm over here, have mercy on me. They got God's attention. They got Jesus' attention by yelling at him. And then I remember a story where a lady needed healing, and maybe being embarrassed or whatever, she did the opposite. She crawled on her hands and knees through the crowd just to where she could touch Jesus' robe, maybe even just the hem of his robe, hoping for healing. Well, at other times, friends or family actually brought people to Jesus, the one needing healing. Even occasionally, ripping a hole through the roof of the building to try to get their friend to Jesus. Now, some people just hoped for a touch to be healed. Some people politely asked for healing. And in the case of this man, this blind man today that we're reading about, his friends, his family, whoever it was, they begged Jesus to heal the man. Well, verse 23, Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. This was not going to be a healing in front of everyone. Not everyone's going to see this. I mean, Jesus could have upped his popularity by doing this in front of people like he'd done other healings. But in this case, for whatever reason, he said, come with me, and they got away from the crowd. Well, I think there's a good indication in Mark's account that this man lost his sight sometime later in life, and I'll show you what I mean in a few minutes. So something has happened, more than likely, to cause this man's blindness sometime in his life. Was it he and his cousins playing cops and robbers using a BB gun and there's an accident? Was it that the chemistry set that he got for Christmas and he didn't read the instructions and poof, blindness? Was it his fault? Was it someone else's fault? Or was it no one's fault that he was blind? Well, regardless of the cause, Jesus can and will restore this man's sight again. But the method that he uses to do it is once again unusual, to say the least. Verse 23 continues. Here we go. Then spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, can you see anything now? Well, if I was the man, I would have said, well, somebody just spit in my eyes, and that's kind of a problem. Well, here goes Jesus spitting again. You know, I should realize the power of human saliva, because I got a lot of spit baths from my mom in the car as a kid. She would say, we're getting ready to go somewhere. Of course, I'd played out in the dirt and the dust all day long. Go in and wash your face and then get into the car. Well, sure enough, I'd go in and wash my face, sometimes using water. And then I'd get in the car and she'd turn around and look at me. Oh my goodness, yes, exactly. She'd get a tissue out and she'd get lots of saliva going on that, wet that tissue and come at me like this. And sure enough, she'd get me all cleaned up. At least I was cleaned up for my senior picture that day. If you remember, Mark had just written about, and we just preached about this, taught about this a few weeks ago. Mark had written about this deaf-mute man. And remember how Jesus healed that man? Jesus spit on his finger and then touched the man's tongue. Pretty gross. Yeah, but pretty effective, because immediately the man could speak clearly. So Jesus does two things for this particular guy. First, he spits on the man's eyes. We talked about that. And then second, he puts his hands on him. And then he says, ta-da. Was that up there or not? I guess the ta-da wasn't there. But the man's sight was not restored. When Jesus asked, can you see anything now? Here's the man's response. It's in verse 24. The man looks around and he says, yes, I can see, but I can't see very clearly. I see things that look like trees walking around. Well, there was some improvement, but things are still blurry. Reminds me of that test, if you've all been to an eye doctor, an optometrist, where they put you in front of a machine and there's you look through the lenses and then they flip different lenses for things. And the machine, as he flips it, the doctor will say, is this better or is this better? Is it this one or this one? Trying to get from blurry to in focus. Well, it's the man's reply about the people look like trees walking around that makes me think that he was not blind from birth. It's you see, it says that he saw people, so he knows what people look like. And he said they look like trees, so I'm guessing he knew what trees look like. I'm thinking being blind from birth would be bad, but I'm thinking losing your sight during your lifetime might even be worse. It's really hard to lose anything that we've once had. And some of us have lost some of our vision. You know, fortunately, maybe something can correct it. Some of us have lost our hearing, and maybe there's something we can buy to correct that. Some of us have lost our ability to speak. Somebody has a stroke, and they might even have to go to speech therapy to learn how to talk again. We might lose all kinds of things. We might lose the ability to run. I couldn't tell you the last time I ran. I'm doing well to walk with the way my knees are. Now, let me ask you this. Think of something that you've lost. Vision, hearing, the ability to do certain things physically with your legs, your arms, whatever, your back. Imagine if you got that back instantly. So I can't do it right now, but in the next moment, you'll be able to do it. Imagine how that would make you feel. Well, this blind man is about to experience that, and he's going to feel the way you might have felt. Jesus is not finished with his miracle. Here's what he does next, and it's in verse 25. It's our last verse for today. It says, then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes, catch the word, again. And his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly again. Blindness is gone. People look like people, not trees. Trees look like trees, not people. But the first thing he sees clearly is the man who healed him. That was amazing. That was grace. That was amazing grace. That was amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was what? Blind, but now I see. Here's one takeaway from this message already in just thinking about that. Jesus has, and it's recorded in the Bible, he's healed people of their physical blindness, no question about it. And I believe there's a few people that are healed by God from physical blindness today. Not everybody. But here's something that everyone has access to, is the healing of spiritual blindness. God wants everyone to be spiritually 20/20 vision. And all you have to do is ask. Well, there's something very unique about this miracle. And no other miracle that is recorded in the Bible is like this one. It's progressive. The healing of this man didn't happen all at once. It was one thing, and then later, Jesus did something else, and the man was able to see. And so maybe that's what you need to hear today. Maybe that's what someone needs to hear today, is that you've come to Jesus for healing, but it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it started, but it's not finished. And maybe it's not even blindness. Maybe it's not even something physical. But you've gotten a partial answer to your prayer. It's just not been completely answered. You're partially healed, but not completely healed. Maybe you need mental healing or emotional healing. Your loved one died years ago, and yet you still have grief that sometimes feels unbearable. Or maybe it's depression. It's an unwelcome companion that you deal with every day, and that depression keeps you from a peaceful sleep every night. You've asked God to heal. God's healing may have started, but there's more healing on the way. Maybe you need Jesus to heal a broken marriage or a broken relationship with your child or a broken friendship. Now, you've asked God to heal, And God's healing has started, but there's more healing on the way. Maybe you've asked Jesus to heal your finances or heal problems with your job or your career. You've asked God to heal. God's healing may have started, but there's more healing on the way. My takeaway from these few verses about this miracle of Jesus healing a blind man, and there could be many takeaways, but mine for today is that your miracle may not happen all at once. The miracle you've been praying for may not happen all at once. But here's the good news. Good news. God's healing may have started, but there's more healing on the way. Father, I thank you for even these few verses and what you could bring out to light for us. Even giving us spiritual insight about what this miracle might mean. But this morning, I pray for anyone here that is in need of healing and has only gotten partial healing, that you bring the complete healing eventually. Give us the patience to wait on your complete healing. And Lord, we'll praise you in Jesus' name for it. Amen. And so this morning, be blessed and be a blessing. Cindy, do you have a closing song for us or not? Okay. Hymn number one. Chorus number one.